Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Think you need that little blue pill? Well, think again. Believe it or not, diet and exercise can help keep the love alive. Whether you're in the prevention mode or you want to reignite your passion, there's a lot of different ways out there to support optimal health and performance in and out of the bedroom. My guest Jay Levy is here to bring some light to this conversation. Jay Levy is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. He is well known for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. And he has an extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well of benefits of kyolic aged garlic extract. So, Jay, you know, this is an interesting topic we're talking about, and this is no longer an older man problem. Things have changed, and a lot of us young guys are starting to experience what's going on at one time that used to be just older men.
Yeah, well, when you really get down to the statistics, it is amazing and sad how many men have an erectile dysfunction issue.
Well, you know, I think what we're learning is that stress is a major issue. And stress is something that for many of us is something that we have to address a little bit differently. And obviously, I've talked in the past, I've talked about going to the pharmaceutical counter and getting the blue pills and talking about things like that. And I understand that that is a great solution. But we have to remember that's not the first stop. And there are amazing nutrients out there. I thought we could talk a little bit about some of the nutrients that are available today, and many of them can be available in a formulation. So I'd like to talk about some of these natural ingredients. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, sure. You know, I would like to address quickly just the concept of the little blue pill. And,
yes.
You know, I like to tell people that, you know, any pill that you take that's going to, be a remedy to the problem immediately, it's just a Band-Aid. It's not really addressing the issue or fixing the problem. A man doesn't get ED overnight. You don't wake up, you know, one morning and all of a sudden, you know, it's something that's taken years and years and years of poor lifestyle, poor diet, lack of exercise, lack of rest, like you said, stress. So I think we have to keep in mind when you're doing it nutritionally and naturally, it's going to take a little time.
You know, we hear a lot about nutrients and vitamins and minerals today for many different situations. And I think men in general, I mean, many of the ones I talk about, they're like, isn't there something natural that I can use that might just, you know, give me a little bit of a better fighting chance? And I'm very honest. I'll say, yes, there are. But these things are also above lifestyle changes, you know, diet and exercise and getting good rest and drinking water and increasing your activity. You know, you got to take some of that extra body weight off that frame, too, because that's not only affecting you physically, that affects us mentally as well. So let's talk about some of these nutrients because I think they're important. A lot of people out there talk about citrulline. Now, citrulline is an amino acid, and I think for some of us, we're learning that not only is it a circulatory enhancer, but it could be a major addition to the circulatory system, and not just in regards to just ED.
Yeah, no, citrulline, it helps to increase the available L-arginine concentration mm-hmm. that you have in your body, kind of augments it. And it's part of the nitric oxide signaling process, so it helps, you know, to promote healthy endothelial function, which helps with erection, helps with circulation. I think it's a key ingredient in any male performance formula.
You know, when we look at these natural formulations, I think a lot of men are kind of surprised that we can do things on the natural side. You know, somewhere along the line, you know, two things, big things in this country, we have become a very symptomatic society where we look for a way to get rid of any symptoms that are annoying. And number two, it's hard for us to wrap our mind around something that doesn't come in an amber bottle from the prescription counter can still be really effective. And I've had men that have worked both sides of the prescription counter, and many of them are very, very pleased with using natural products.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of my point I was trying to get to before we started talking about specific ingredients. Just, you know, when you see the commercial on TV and they, you know, contact your physician if you have longer than a 4-hour erection or if you're seeing blue or whatever, just the thought of that is scary to me. And I think it's scary to most people. You know, by taking a drug long-term, actually, you're going to make the situation worse, not better. But unfortunately, in today's fast-paced society, we just don't think that way. Nutrition is just kind of an afterthought.
It is, and I think sometimes we equate good nutrition with a period of time in our life. We don't jump on the long-term for life way of healthy living. We equate healthy living with like the word diet. Well, I'm going to be on a diet for a week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks. And, you know, we kind of look at it that way. And, you know, when some people, if they get over the bridge and they start living a healthier lifestyle and it's a month or 2 months into it and the results are so much better, they do stick with it. But we do go kicking and screaming.
No, that's such a great point. It's cumulative. And it's just interesting, the word diet. When you say the word diet, you automatically think of a restriction of calories and that kind of thing. And that's not really what the word diet means.
So, when men come to me and then we talk, and you've counseled men, you've talked to people around the country, and, you know, when they come to me with this situation, and I just want people to know that there are products out there that are very, very, you know, without, you know, overly touting just one product, the ingredients together is what makes the product to me. And it needs to be a blended combination. You know, one product, you know, that you and I have talked about in the past, the Lucky 7, this is a great product. And I like it for not only for the end result, but I like it for the blend. When you're blending products together and nutrients together, you're kind of in this formulation stage. There's so many different things to choose from, but it's getting that intricate balance of things so they all work together so that many people in many different stages of an ED problem can get benefit. And that's really important for men to realize, that a product that is formulated.
When we look at formulating a product, we look at, you know, let's talk specifically about the Lucky 7. We look at not only physiological effects and issues, but psychological also. And we try to mix a combination of a group of nutrients that could possibly improve overall libido, overall well-being, and then some of the nutrients will improve tissue function. Some will help the testosterone status to improve, and some are just straight ED, have ED benefits. So we try to touch on all, you know, typically it's not just one issue. It's a combination of things. And if you can, you know, work on that combination, then typically you have a better chance of helping more men that have the issue.
You know, and some of the things that we need to talk about as well, you know, there's a lot of research on a lot of these things. And a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, that not just prescription medications are researched. You know, one ingredient in this formula is the Longjack, also known as Tongkat Ali, has been used by men to enhance performance and libido forever. A lot of findings are done in Asia. A lot of findings are done in other research areas. And the thing is, they're experimenting with these because they want to make sure that there are alternative choices and not just pharmaceutical choices. And some of these herbs and some of these nutrients have been used for decades.
Oh, I would say thousands of years in some of these cases.
I was being very generous.
I think Long Jacket is an interesting example, Jeff, that you bring up, because when we were putting this formulation together, you know, we looked at what ingredients would have an impact on total testosterone levels. Long Jack has a impact on total testosterone levels. ED functioning. Long Jack has clinical evidence showing that has an impact on ED functioning, on endurance and physical performance. Long Jack has an impact on the health of the sperm and the reproductive tissue. Long Jack has an impact on psychological issues and benefits. Long Jack has, you know, an impact, and the same on libido. So I would say Long Jack is absolutely a key nutrient in this combination.
You know, for years and years, I've done a lot of studies on a lot of different things, and I was happy to see that you, beside the Long Jack, the maca was in here as well. And, you know, a nice history on maca. You know, in Peru, the maca root grows in very, very high elevation. And a lot of the locals that live in a lot of these areas, they were going through major times of drought with weather, but they were also going through a drought within the reproductive cycles of both sheep and cows. And it was really interesting. You hear the stories from the people that have traveled there, and a lot of the herb hunters that I know that go around the world, they say that they started grinding up the maca root and putting it into the feed. And they also use it themselves in their bakery goods and drinks and cooking and everything. And it's wonderful for increasing both libido and pelvic blood flow. And it's wonderful. But they found that the cattle and the sheep, well, they suddenly started getting interest again. And before you know it, they were breeding. And they had great endurance and great stamina. And the sexual virility of the cows and the goats were back. And, you know, when you need that for pulling carts and as your livelihood, I got to tell you, it's amazing. I know a lot of women that use maca. They blend maca powder into their smoothies, or they take maca in capsule form for moisture and for hormonal balance. And for men, what a great addition with the Long Jack. These two are two peas in a pod. They really do take this product to another level.
Yeah, maca is one of those traditional nutrients that has been used once again for thousands of years. And maca actually has a pretty substantial impact on once again, your libido and the sexual desire. It helps to improve sexual desire. So maca is also one of those key ingredients that has a lot of functions.
You know, this blend, you know, there's a lot of bodybuilders out there that I've worked with now, and it's kind of an interesting group. Many of them had done steroids when they were younger and, you know, put on a lot of muscle weight. Now a lot of them are 40, 45, and 50, and a lot of them are dealing with a lot of erectile problems and a lot of situation due to the hormones and the drugs and the things they did when they were younger. And every one of them will say the same thing: shouldn't have did it, but, you know, this is where I am right now. And things like maca and Long Jack and tribulus. Tribulus is amazing within that community because it may possibly help to increase their testosterone levels. Many of them use it because it does help with longer lasting erections. It gives them a really good balance because it helps the lining and the smooth muscle to increase a smoother blood flow to the penis. And they also reduce inflammation. So this is you guys have hit them all, you know, kind of in one formulation. And, you know, I look at it this way: a blended combination to me in this field today is something we didn't have when I started almost 40 years ago. You had to take everything separately. Blended combinations today give you a variety of all proven wonderful ingredients, all working in this beautiful harmony to give you the same result that you would have had to hit and miss with one at a time.
Yeah, tribulus is also one of those traditionally used medicines that has been used for thousands and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anything that has a positive impact on fertility, helps sperm motility, you know, it's going to have a positive impact on your sexual health.
You know, let me ask you a question. You know, when we look at men in general today, what do you think has changed that has caused this ED problem, low testosterone, to become so much more common in younger men? Because it wasn't this way years before.
Wow. You know, I would have to think, Jeff, that stress, diet, lifestyle probably plays a huge part. However, what I always kind of harken back to is, My guess is these issues probably did happen, you know, in the past, 100 years ago and stuff, but men just didn't talk about it.
That's
it was kind
true.
Of forbidden fruit, so to speak. So my guess is that it has probably been an issue for man for a long time. I agree with you, probably not like it is now, and probably not for men quite as young as it's happening because, you know, all health maladies are unfortunately happening to people at much younger ages. But I think just with the access of information and just the fact that people are now talking about it and people are now more open about it probably also has an impact on it.
You know, as a nation, you know, we talk a lot about how we, you know, you and I have done many shows together over the years, and, you know, we've talked about how people, their weight has become an issue. You know, we're eating diets that are very, very inflammatory. And when we're inflamed on the inside, almost every single health problem becomes worse. And we eat these foods that are, you know, loaded with things that are inflaming the body from the inside, yet we gravitate to them anyway because our palate is running the roost and our palate wants what it wants and it wants a certain taste sensation. And, you know, I just think that the idea of having these problems is happening at a younger age because we're not building up any heavy-duty positive reserves in our body. You know, people say today that a lot of people used to, you know, start getting having health problems when they were in their 60s and 70s. But the first 50 years, they ate so well, their body was much healthier. But, you know, I look now at 20, 25-year-olds, they've been raised, almost breastfed and suckled on unhealthy foods and unhealthy ways of living. It's just become their unhealthy food pyramid. But that's how people were raised. So it is different today. Not only a different world, but just a different way that we've created these unhealthy bodies we live in.
Well, I think to your point, you know, obviously low testosterone is one of the most common causes of erectile dysfunction, but we know, high blood pressure, diabetes, atherosclerosis, smoking, alcohol abuse, you know, all those things will cause you to have erectile dysfunction, not just low testosterone. So I think your point being that, you know, once again, the body's one, it's whole, and you have to keep the body healthy to perform in its natural and normal state.
You know, I try to have men open up more about their health. And, you know, you mentioned how, 100 years ago, we probably talked about things even less than we do today. And, you know, so that probably is very, very true why we didn't hear as much about the problem. But, you know, today we have a tendency and to not talk about things until they become important to us. You know, some men are not stimulated or scared or fearful of blood pressure and cholesterol, even cancer and circulatory and heart attacks and things like that. Some are, many are, but some, you know, it takes one thing like an erectile problem or a low testosterone diagnosis or a non-ability to function in the bedroom. And that becomes very, very important. And at that point, the gates open for communication.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the average person is not concerned about their health till something goes wrong. Then all of a sudden, they become concerned. And there's the old adage, you know, if you stop worrying and being concerned about your health, it'll go away. So, you know, I think lifestyle, diet, all those things that we talk about all the time, you know, and I'm sure people get tired of hearing that, but unfortunately, there's no better way to remain healthy than changing your poor habits and lifestyle. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, once you start seeing just slight improvement, you get excited about it. It makes you want to do a little more. It's all cumulative. You build on it. And next thing you know, you're feeling good and you're back to your old self.
You know, I think sugar has become such a major killer as well because it affects our health in so many different ways. And, you know, when we start talking about these foods that people consume, and you just hit something right on the head. I was just going to say, if you do make these changes and you see just a little bit of that positive motivational change, we do jump on. We hold on to that. We're looking for something positive. Because let's face it, many times along the way, we've tried things and been unsuccessful. So we pretty well go into everything with a negative attitude, thinking it's not going to work. So when something starts to work and you start using the right nutrition and the right diet and getting the exercise and doing the right things and you see a change, wow, that can take even the biggest non-believer and turn them into somebody very motivating.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and if you can just support your own body's ability to manufacture testosterone, you're going to notice a boost in energy. You're going to notice a change, a positive change in your mood. Of course, you're going to notice heightened sexual desire. You're going to notice increased muscle strength and your ability to focus. I mean, these are things that men, you know, you're hearing about mandropause you know, those certain when men get middle aged, when you know, these things start changing, your body starts changing, and you know, if you can just make small changes and take nutritional supplements like Lucky 7, you can have a dramatic impact on your overall health.
Do you think we're going to get a better control over this issue? And do you think that, you know, you travel around the country, you've been doing this for such a long time. Do you feel that men are becoming more open talking about their health, or do you think we're still climbing that hill?
Well, I would say we're still climbing that hill, and I don't mean to be negative. But, you know, there is half the population, well, over half the population, that think that by taking nutritional supplements, you know, I can just change my diet and do it with my food. And unfortunately, our food is so depleted of nutrients. Sometimes you can actually make positive changes, but still not have the impact that you want. And by taking nutritional supplements, you can just enhance the nutrition that you're getting from your food. So I think as people become more interested and they start supplementing their diet with these nutrients that are available, then we will see a much more positive impact and change.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. And it does come down to education, and it does come down to people having information to read about. And I love opening the doors for communication, because I think that it really, you know, is something. And I was talking about, you know, another segment that I was doing, you know, how women can sit down at lunch and they can order their meal and talk about hormones and menstrual cycles and joint problems and digestive problems and gastric problems and skin problems, and they just roll off their tongue like they're just having a children's book they're just reading. Everything's so, it just flows beautifully, and they can discuss anything. We don't do that, and I wish that it was more of an open communication, because I think a lot of men would be healthier. I think a lot of them would have a better chance of choosing a better path if they would talk about things. But somewhere along the line, we don't talk about things, because most of the things that we would talk about have to do with things like prostate and erectile dysfunction or ED or testosterone or lack of sleep or lack of strength or lack of intimacy. And those are just topics I don't think we're ready to weather on a big scale yet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I don't disagree. You know, once again, there's so much more access to information, and I think what people would find, you know, for whatever reason, we're just geared this way. Everybody thinks that the other guy's getting more sex than he is. Everybody thinks that the other guy makes more money than he does. The grass is always greener on the other side, is the adage. And I think that men are afraid that, you know, that their friends, their coworkers, you know, they're just going to tell them how great everything is in the bed and at home and how everything's going so well. But the reality is, you know, everybody's having these issues, and everybody needs to talk about it. And once men figure that out, that this is something that's not unique to just them, that, you know, a lot of men are having these issues, that there probably would be a more open line of communication.
You know what I am noticing, though, is a lot of younger men starting to address this on a proactive level, on a preventive situation for enhancement, as well as being a little bit of a ahead of the game. And that is a really healthy mentality. You know, we're doing this in many things today. You know, we're doing it with many of our supplements. We're using things on a preventive. You know, we're doing things as a preventive protective formulation, you know. So if we can bring that mentality in, the whole next couple generations will maybe be thinking of things, you know, ahead of the game. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think you're right. You know, back to your previous question about, you know, are men more open to discussing it? And I think probably younger generations probably we'll be able to discuss it better than the older generations, absolutely.
I think so, too. And I want people to know that the problem with low T and erectile dysfunction, ED as they like to call it, it doesn't really have an area that it doesn't affect, or a group that it doesn't affect. It goes across ages, demographics around the country, races, religions, everything. I know men in almost every different category, from somebody working at a job where they're getting, you know, paid a very minimal amount of money, to people that are multi-millionaires. It doesn't even have the financial demographics. It just has to do with our bodies, what we're doing, what we're not doing, what we could be doing, what we should be doing. and, of course, many of the things that we are doing that may have a negative connotation. So we do have to take back. We do have to take back our health, and we need to ask for it and stop throwing in the towel and stop surrendering our health to only the pharmaceutical community. And we need to do things in a little bit of a healthier way. So I think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, in nature, as we age, as animals age, they procreate less.
Yes.
So, you know, there is a natural element that we're kind of fighting an uphill battle. You know, as we age, you know, we're not meant to continue to have children and those kind of things. So part of it is, you know, we want to stay young for our whole lives. And the reality is, you just need to stay healthy.
Jay, I want to thank you for being with us today.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure to be on the show, and I enjoy talking to you. And like you say, it's about education. We need to get the word out there because there are things that you can do to help yourself.
Remember to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. And then listen in. You might hear it mentioned here on the show. Also, for more health information that has to do with men's health and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Make sure to pick up your copy today. Remember, the website of the week, menshealthnetwork.org, and don't forget about the book, Bradley Martin. The name of the book, Erectile Dysfunction. Also, a couple blogs you might want to look at, marksdailyapple.com and menshealthforum.org.uk. Remember to go to the show page at Radio MD for the Talk Healthy Radio Show on-demand podcasts that are available for your download convenience. Do a good job for yourself. Be healthy. Stay well.